High school students around the country have been speaking up about issues like gun violence and climate change. The American Civil Liberties Union, or ACLU, of Wisconsin is working to cultivate Milwaukee's next generation of social justice advocates. And this summer, the organization is holding its third annual Summer Justice Institute at Marquette University. It's a free 2-week program where students learn about social justice, civil rights, and community organizing. WUWM's Emily Files stopped by to talk with the high schoolers.
Alexandra Moreno is an incoming junior at Carmen High School in Milwaukee. She wants to be a lawyer one day, but she's not waiting until she earns that degree to speak out on an issue important to her, immigrant rights.
Right now, we're actually planning a march to advocate for the people that are at the border.
Moreno is one of about 30 high schoolers from Milwaukee and surrounding suburbs participating in the ACLU Summer Justice Institute.
I was using this program as an experience to learn a little bit more about social justice and basically to open up like my boundaries as a leader, because I feel like as a leader, I can be really reserved with people that I don't know.
The Institute is a free 2-week program. Some students seek it out on their own. Some are referred by teachers or friends. The ACLU's Marisa Ocampo is in charge of this year's program.
The goal is to give them organizing skills so that when something happens in their schools or something happens in their communities, they have an instinctual response of, you know, they have those tools, they have those skills, they have something to draw upon so that they can get to work if they want to.
The students here are learning about local and statewide power structures through conversations with local elected officials. Those civics lessons are mixed in with discussions about issues like racism and women's rights and workshops on community organizing. The ACLU is officially nonpartisan, but it is associated with progressive causes. Ocampo says some parents have questions about what exactly their kids will be learning.
Usually that kind of conversation gets parents excited, especially when they hear about the leadership qualities that their children will learn.
Students say this experience has made them feel empowered. Michael Orlowski is a student at Wauwatosa West.
Too often at a state and federal level, our leaders are not taking our young voices seriously. They constantly tell us that we don't have a say or don't have any stake in what we're trying to change. But this ACLU Summer Justice Institute really like instills this idea in our mind that we have strong power, and it's even stronger when we use that power collectively.
Orlowski says he's passionate about economic justice, which he first became interested in after listening to Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders.
If you look at the crises that we're facing in America, most of them are rooted in corporation greed and people not being able to open up their arms for people who don't look like them or pray like them.
Other students say they want to become more active on issues like LGBTQ rights, climate change, and police brutality. Azaria Bryant says the Summer Justice Institute has given her more confidence to stand up for herself. Bryant is a recent Shorewood graduate. She's planning to go to college to study computer engineering, a field dominated by men.
Now I feel like if I encounter any sexism or pushback from any peers of mine, I will be ready to combat that and defend myself.
This level of youth outreach is not common to every ACLU chapter. That's according to Emilio Dettore, Director of Community Engagement with the Wisconsin ACLU.
We recognized years ago that if you don't teach our youngest individuals in the community how to access power, then they will grow up to be uninformed adults.
This program teaches students how to achieve change from the ground up. But some of the teenagers may go on to seek more official positions of power. Dettore points out that a handful of Milwaukee's current state legislators are alumni of ACLU youth programs. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.